And welcome to another episode of Conclave Radio. My name is Casey Hall. How's everyone doing today?
Smashingly well.
So good.
Smashingly.
So good.
It has been such a great day.
My name is Casey Hall. Who else?
Hey, I'm Clint. Glad to be here again.
I'm Conclave's beloved, John Thomas Johnson.
And as always, Radio Nate.
Regular Nathan.
Radio Nathan.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I believe this is episode 10.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Happy decade, family.
Happy 10 weeks. with the help of Conclave Conversations, we have finally surpassed the amount of episodes of last season.
We only had
16 episodes last season.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because we couldn't stick to our promises.
Yeah.
So, but here we are.
I blame COVID.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, I mean, COVID shut us down February, March, so that's true. And some of it was just how our lives were with scheduling.
Yeah.
But here in this season, we've learned to slow down and, you know.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you, Radio Nate, for bringing that up.
Bringing it back.
And that's what we've been doing. You know, we spent 3 weeks on the subject of slowing down. And I hope you've kind of taken that and put it into your own lives, however you may. And this week we're gonna move on a little bit to something a little different. So we're in October, in the midst of the spooky season, in the middle of the semester for a lot of college folk,
right?
And high school folk if you're in there, and you know, if you're out of college and working, then you're in the middle of work. You know, we're in the time, we're in the middle of all the action, you know, mm-hmm. not the beginning, not the end, but kind of right in the middle. So, and for me at least, starting now is when I start to slack on some school projects, schoolwork. Yep. I kind of feel a slight burnout, not completely burnout.
Because you know, Christmas break is on the horizon.
Yeah, you can see it, but you can't reach it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets hard.
Yeah,
you're like, gah. This is getting harder, mm-hmm. with all the work and whatnot. But and sometimes you try to find. I like to say sometimes I try to slow down and skip an assignment, but that's not the way to go.
Don't do that either.
Don't misinterpret how to slow down.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
We should find purpose in the work. You know, we should find some encouragement when it comes to. Working, whether it's work or schoolwork or getting things done, getting through the semester,
and that's mm-hmm. difficult. It can be difficult if you're doing something monotonous. If mm-hmm. you know you're just like you said, just trying to get through the semester. You know, you're working. You know, I listened to a guy today that came to work on some elevators at the church, and he said, "I've been doing it for 30 some odd years," and he said, "I'm quitting in 2 months." He said. I am tired of working on elevators.
Yeah.
And that
I think
sentiment,
I would be too.
Yeah, that sentiment is probably a lot of us could relate to that at some season of your life. Like, you know, it may not be elevators, but it's such a great quote. I'm tired of working on elevators, you know, and.
Well, I hope things start going up for him.
Oh, man.
That would be a really good sermon title.
I know. Don't worry. I've already written it down.
I'm tired of working on elevators.
Yeah, pretend like you've never heard it because I'm telling you, I'm using it.
This past week has been all about dad jokes and around the office.
Oh, boy.
And eventually, I hope we all get somewhere in life to where we can work and be happy with our work. And not be happy with our work, but do things we enjoy doing. You know, I am overblessed to... have a job. I'm still in school, but to have a job where I enjoy doing what I do. You know, I make graphics mm-hmm. and learn how to set up, you know, designs and events and yada yada yada.
Do cool Photoshop to make it look like Amy Coney Barrett's coming to Conclave U tonight.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out,
you didn't see that.
No,
if you haven't checked out Conclave's Instagram, it's Clint's idea, but I'm pretty proud of how it turned out.
Amy Coney Barrett is coming to Conclave. I mean, I can't confirm that she's coming. I just know that she made a note that she was coming. That she made sure she knew when Conclave is. So
that's awesome.
When Conclave U is, so that's pretty great.
But anyway, yeah.
Good job, Casey.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job on you for the idea.
Very, thanks.
Very creative.
But before you get there, I know it gets very tedious and hard to work on everything. I for one, dislike school a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to graduate.
I'm with you.
I keep hearing these are the best days of your life, and I believe them, but also I want to get out of here. But yeah. I guess this episode's a little encouragement for finding the purpose in your work. Let's see if I can find it. 2:15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." So the Lord gave Adam a purpose to work for the garden. For God in the garden.
For the garden.
For the garden.
And you know, working can be tedious and hard, but in the end, after you've worked and you look at the work you've done, how do you feel?
You feel accomplished, like you did something.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. You have this feeling of accomplishment, like...
Well, and here's the deal. Here's where I find myself, because there have been different stages in my life where I felt like unfulfilled, that it was terrible, you know, just lots of frustration. You know, like it was kind of just like, this is the worst thing ever. I remember going to work and just being so emotional just of how much I hated it, you know. And one day I found this verse. And the verse, it really spoke to me, and I'm looking for it because I can't, let me give you the Reader's Digest version, and then I will find the actual scripture reference. But what we're reminded of is that when we work, we're not working for man, we're working for the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that ties in so well with what you're talking about with the Genesis 2, because that reminded me that no matter how much I disliked where I was, no matter how much I disliked my supervisor and my bosses, who I could not stand, who I got a pit in my stomach every time I saw them, I was reminded that I'm not working for them. Mm-hmm. Who I'm really working for is the Lord, you know?
Right.
And I also, the other thing that always comes to my mind is this thought of being about blooming where you're planted, that God has me there for a reason.
Yep.
It may not be a forever reason. I may not be there for 36 years like this elevator guy was, but he has me there for this season of my life, and he has a plan. And so what I need to do is say, well, you know what? I don't really like finishing up school, right, like Casey. Mm-hmm. I don't really like this dead-end job of where I'm at, but I'm going to bloom where I'm planted. Mm-hmm. You know, God put me there. God put me in charge to work the garden like he did with Adam. And so I've got to bloom there. I've got to make the most about where the situation that I'm in.
Because in the end, you know, the work could be preparation. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that I, honestly, completely, I would not have the job I have if it weren't for college.
Yeah.
I didn't gain the knowledge and experience from anywhere. You know, I gained it from class. So even schoolwork, remembering that it's for the Lord, and it is for the Lord.
Yeah.
I know that for myself. I equate October with a research paper season for me.
Oh,
because I take a lot of literature classes.
That is true. That's typically when so the papers start.
This is my most stressful time of the year because the more I've taken, the more sources I need. And so I've gotten used to it, but I dread it, yet I look forward to it at the same time. Because I'm able to flex my brain and think of new ways that I could write.
Yeah.
And
that's more than I would do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Up until this point, I've always been like the all honors, you know, AP guy. Uh-huh. And this year I was like, you know what? I've worked very hard. And I'm going to take normal math and normal English. And very well maybe one of the best decisions I've ever made.
That's what I did in college. Yeah. Take what you need.
Take what you need.
At least that's my motto. Yeah. Take what you need, get through it.
Unless it benefits
do well,
your degree.
Yeah.
Take algebra 2.
unless it benefits your degree, in no way I wouldn't recommend not taking a certain class.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of the core classes are required.
Yeah, they're required.
But like, okay, so after you write your paper, you get stressed, you know, write it.
I remember back when I first started writing research papers, I would draft a paper and I would say, I don't like this. And I would completely rewrite the paper from thesis all the way to the very all the way to conclusion.
You're better than me.
And so
yeah, I'd be like, we can make this work.
And so and I eventually had a teacher sit down with me and say, you have to stop doing this because you're just going to overwork yourself and you're going to make yourself stress out too much.
Yeah.
You should be more content with knowing that you have a naturally good writing ability and anything that you put out will probably be good enough to get at least a B in the class.
That's a whole nother preacher right there is a whole nother sermon is, you know, be happy with the work you do. Mm-hmm. As long as you put work towards it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because I think it's important that, as it says in Colossians, that we need to, whatever work that we do, we should always put in the best work ethic that we can.
Yeah.
Because like Clint said, we had to remember that we're not only serving man, but we're also serving Jesus.
Are you talking about Colossians 3:20?
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as though you were working for the Lord and not for human beings. Yeah. Such a great verse.
The Lord will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember when the first ever job that I really took was working at like in a production line, and I did not like it that much, but I still gave it my best effort, even though it didn't really fit me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I almost got promoted multiple times because they didn't want me to leave when I was going back for school.
Yeah.
And so it made me feel like I had left an impression that was good.
Yeah.
And it gives you a sense of accomplishment.
Exactly. That was the next thing I was going to. I mean, first of all, your good work does not go unnoticed, you know.
Even when it seems like it.
But
it doesn't.
You know, it says here... I should have highlighted. A job well done is its own reward. It gives you a sense of value, which without which you can get depressed. And it then says, don't fall for the media hype that tells you successful people don't need to work. We were each created to fulfill a purpose in life, regardless of how much money is in your bank account. So that's a whole other thing, too. Yeah. But yeah, you were going to go into the point was, you know, what's our reward for all the hard work instead of, you know, a raise or...
Yeah.
A bachelor's degree.
Well, for me, it's more knowing that I was able to do it. Even I was able to withstand that storm.
That sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
It overtakes you.
Yeah.
One of the people I listened to, I forgot his name. I want to say his first name is Jordan.
Michael.
first name? Never mind.
I can't remember his name, but he said. he said that. Please don't go blank on me, Brian.
Story of my life.
He said.
What were we talking about before?
Accomplishment.
Okay, yes. Okay. I remember now. He was saying that the human brain, how we judge like fulfillment and like satisfaction is we have to be moving towards a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're just sitting still and not growing in some aspect, it's like... kind of sad and depressing because you're like, why am I here? You feel like you're just floating.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why so many
influencers.
Well that, but I was gonna say like God's put a purpose in like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of them are different. And you're only gonna find joy in what you're made to do. And just because it doesn't make as much money as somebody else doesn't mean that you're not gonna be.
It doesn't mean you're not successful.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're not successful, but also it doesn't mean that, like, it's not going to make you happier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with that being said, too, I think that's why a lot of high school students and some college students struggle with stuff like that is because they're living without a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people go to college just because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you don't really have a plan, and you haven't had
story of my life.
You haven't had enough time out of high school to like really dig into something that you actually like to do.
Yep.
Because you just have homework and stuff all the time,
mm-hmm.
and so you don't really get to find. I'm lucky enough. I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that was thanks to Coronacation because I had plenty of time.
I like that.
I had plenty of time.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, Coronacation. We postponed school 2 weeks in the spring break, and it ended up being August. We went back.
yeah, it happened to me too.
Yeah,
that feels like forever ago.
Yeah, so like, what I'm trying to get at is, like, it's important mm-hmm. to, like, find the purpose that God has for you. And mm-hmm. you'll find, it's not hard to find. Like, you just, you will find it. But once you find it, you'll, like, get true joy from doing it.
And you may not find it, like, immediately either. You know?
Right.
It'll take some right. studying and some working towards
right. Well, you'll find it in, at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, in whatever stage or area of life you're in.
Honestly, I didn't really want to know what I didn't know what I wanted to do until probably by the end of my first or second year of college, you know. I was just kind of like, you know, whatever pops up I'll probably just take. But now I'm more narrowed down to what I want to do, and I work towards those certain skill sets to get there.
And I want to say that was Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay, yes.
I know that Casey might get this analogy, but I like to picture how people view life as like looking at a painting, where people like to look at the much bigger picture. They like to look at what the painting is,
mm-hmm.
when in reality, what's more important about the painting is that every single stroke is what's more important.
Yes.
Like how the artist put their
yes
heart and their soul into it.
That is a good analogy.
Because like when you start to notice the artist's personal details in the little things that they do, it kind of reflects the mm-hmm. way that we live life. The little, like, what we do in the, it's all about each individual step,
yeah.
not so much about looking at the big picture.
Instead of looking at the art, you start looking at the work they put in.
Yeah.
That's something I learned through my art history class mm-hmm. is when, like, looking at a picture of a boat in the ocean
is one thing. It's like a boat in the ocean.
Yeah, it's a boat in the ocean.
But
then you learn about, you know, the material the artist used, the certain medium they used, and how hard it is to control. And then you try it and you're like, holy mess, how did he do that? And then you learn about, like, the realism that he... yada 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 yada, and you go back and you look at that painting, you're like,
it's very
different.
He
put a lot of work into this, and you appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
it's all about the process.
Yeah,
it's all about the process and the goal.
And I bet you that especially a lot of painters probably wanted to give up halfway through, but yet they still continued going through with their works.
That's why I work on computers.
See, I was one of those.
I tried, not for me.
So yes, please. As you work in this season of fall, in this season of life, whether you're in college or you're in work, remember, you don't work for your boss or your teacher. I mean, you do, but you work for the Lord first. And remember, what you do isn't without purpose.
Yep.
Correct, sir.
Does anyone have any, like, encouraging verses we could share with the audience to just keep on going?
Keep on going.
Keep on keeping on.
I think
go as the Brady Bunch said, you've got to keep on,
actually,
keep on. That was dancing all through the night. That was not, no. Oh, man.
Andrew would be upset with you.
What's that?
Because he's all about the quotes.
Oh, well, no, I mean, I said it right. I mean, it was just a little dramatic pause there. Oh, it was the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Got to keep on dancing all through the night. Ooh, I just sung on Conclave Radio. Wow.
This is going...
That can be the title. Clint saying? Question mark?
Oh, okay. I do have one more verse. And this is actually pretty important. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So also, as you find when work is hard, you know, don't complain about it.
Yeah.
Basically. Because there is purpose to it.
Mm-hmm.
And after you work and you put in the work and it comes out great, you will feel accomplishment.
Yep.
You'll be like, why did I grumble so much? So keep on keeping on.
Yep.
Keep on keeping on.
If you're interested in joining us for Conclave and you're lucky enough to live in the metropolitan Birmingham area, please join us for Conclave every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, most Sunday nights, at 6 o'clock at Metropolitan Church of God. Or join us for Conclave U, our current book series,
The Good Book.
Every Wednesday night at 6:30. You can also... Am I missing
We also live stream Conclave
We do. We do. If we do live stream Conclave. If you are not as lucky enough to live in the metropolitan Birmingham area, you can still keep up with us on Facebook, right. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, where we post most of the time, where we encourage you, and we also live stream pretty much every Sunday at Conclave. Every Conclave Sunday. Every Sunday at Conclave?
Yes.
Every worship. And of course, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God to listen to Pastor Jason Browning bring the fire. He's doing great. He just finished his last series. It was fantastic. It was. Hit a lot of hard points. And yes, leave us a like, follow, subscribe, share, all the above.
In on order, to the next more 10 more episodes.
Remember, whenever we get huge in a few weeks, just remember that you were one of the originals.
That's right.
And you can brag about it.
Yep. OG.
This is Casey Hall and the cast of Conclave Radio telling you to keep on keeping on. We'll see you on the next episode of
Conclave Radio.